If you are staying around town this weekend and you want to take in the true meaning of the holiday, you may want to stop by the National Memorial Day Parade in D.C. Monday afternoon. It steps off at 2 p.m. on Constitution Avenue between 7th and 17th Streets. And a little earlier, we spoke with Tim Holbert, president of the American Veterans Center that produces the parade every year.
Well, this is a very special year. This marks the 20th edition of the National Memorial Day Parade, dating back 20 years ago to the dedication of the National World War II Memorial on the National Mall. Hard to believe it's been 20 years. You know, there were thousands of World War II veterans who were out for that. 4 million of them, of the 16 million, still alive back at that dedication. This year, with the 80th anniversary of D-Day coming up too, on top of that anniversary, there's only about 100,000 World War II veterans still left. So time is really running out. So really honored and proud to have a few dozen World War II veterans, average age about 100 years old, out with us to serve as Grand Marshals this year in honor of course, all 16 million, but especially the 400,000 who made the ultimate sacrifice in the war. They recognize that it's their responsibility to go out and represent that generation, because they're mostly the last of whatever unit they serve with, of all their friends. You know, they are the last remaining. And so they understand the almost obligation that they have to represent that generation. Nobody else like them, and that's why everybody loves them so much.
Now, for kids, if you want to watch this parade from start to finish, you will get a historical timeline of all the nation's wars, starting with reenactors from the American Revolution and moving forward. I've always thought that was another important feature of the parade.
That's really the message we're trying to get across, is spotlighting the story of sacrifice throughout our 250 years. So we do have. We have the George Washington up from Mount Vernon in the parade, and Continental Army reenactors, to reenactors through World War I, to our, of course, you know, living heroes from World War II to the present days. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't say the families of the fallen. We have many, many families of the fallen who join us. Of course, Memorial Day is their day, there to represent their loved ones.
I know people are always happy to see Joe Mantegna and Gary Sinise. They're known for giving their time and talents to veterans' causes. But I see Mr. Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston, is participating this year.
Exactly. Bryan Cranston's father served as a Navy pilot in World War II. His mother was in the Coast Guard, so we're really thrilled to have him with us for the first time. A lot of other fun ones, of course, Miss America 2024, Madison Marsh. Not only is she Miss America, she's also an active duty fighter pilot in the U.S. Air Force. Great musical performances, both from the military, but also from country music, with Brian Kelly from Florida Georgia Line, the Warren Treaty, and many more. So, of course, while we commemorate the sacrifice, we also make it a great entertaining afternoon with all kinds of fun storylines as well.
It's Tim Holbert. He's president of the American Veterans Center, with a preview of Monday's National Memorial Day Parade. Starts at 2 p.m. along Constitution Avenue in D.C., between 7th and 17th Streets. It is free. You can also roll in an hour early at 1 p.m. at the National Archives at 7th and Constitution to hear some musical performances, as we say, an hour before the parade.